Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
No stupid Cheech and Chong jokes, please. This is serious. The New Jersey State Legislature passed the medical marijuana bill yesterday. Governor Corzine has said he would sign the bill before he leaves office next Tuesday, which would make New Jersey the 14th state to legalize marijuana for medical use. Joining me now to explain exactly what's in the bill and how New Jersey's marijuana rules will not be like California's is Roseanne Scotti, director of the Drug Policy Alliance New Jersey. She's been fighting for this for a long time. Roseanne, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Now, first, the great fear among medical marijuana skeptics is that New Jersey will become like California, where the rules seem to be so loose that growing and consuming medical marijuana is an option for people sick or not. So how will the rules in New Jersey differ from the ones in California?
Well, California has certainly the most liberal law in the country. New Jersey's law that just passed it yesterday will be the most conservative law in the country. So I think there's no chance that we're going to be like California. California is very unrestrictive in terms of the conditions people can get medical marijuana for, and it is very unrestrictive in terms of the amounts they can get. Here in New Jersey, we have said that the most patients can get in a month is 2 ounces, which is the least of any state in the country. And it's a very disease-specific list. Diseases like cancer, HIV, ALS, and muscular sclerosis. So it's a very limited list. It was actually too limited for us. We felt it should have been more liberal. Many of the patients that were advocating for it felt it should have been more liberal. But, you know, we were happy that this will benefit at least some of our patients here in New Jersey.
It's an interesting role for a legislature to play, for a government to play, to dictate a list of illnesses that a particular drug would be effective for. I don't know that we've seen that in other realms from legislatures.
Well, we would have, the original legislation that passed the Senate, and what we would have preferred to see was to leave this as a discussion between a doctor and a patient and allow our doctors, who are the ones who prescribe and recommend medications, to be the ones to make this decision. I think some legislators were concerned about this and concerned, again, you know, about perceptions that people have had about what goes on in California, and so they decided to do a list. To us, it should be between a doctor and a patient, but that isn't how it turned out at the end of the day. And as I said, at least some of the patients who need this will have access.
And the list, as I have it, is cancer, glaucoma, multiple sclerosis, HIV or AIDS, seizure disorder, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, severe muscle spasms, muscular dystrophy, inflammatory bowel disease, Crohn's disease, plus any terminal illness if a doctor has determined that the patient will die within a year. So that's pretty much it as written in the law, right?
That's the list. And as I said, you know, we regret that it is as limited. We think doctors should have more discretion. I think this is what doctors do. This is what they're trained to do, is decide what's the best treatment for each individual patient. But it's a good beginning.
And listeners, if you feel that you would benefit from medical marijuana, especially if you live in New Jersey and haven't gone out to seek it because it was against the law, we'd be curious to hear from you. 212-433-WNYC, or anybody who feels that marijuana has been helping you in a medical context, give us a call. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Doctors, if you've ever prescribed marijuana formally or informally, or New Jersey doctors who think you now will, that this will be legal, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Or maybe New Jersey parents who like the idea of freedom to choose your medication, but might also be afraid that this is a first step to more lax control of marijuana laws in general with implications for your kids, 212-433-9692, or post to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. for Roseanne Scotti, director of the Drug Policy Alliance in New Jersey, an advocate of legalizing marijuana for medical purposes. And I, as I understand it, you're also for decriminalizing marijuana in general. Is that correct?
We believe ultimately that marijuana should be taxed and regulated the way alcohol is. There are about 40% of Americans have used marijuana at some point in their lives, and we certainly don't think they should be put in jail for that.
But why mix the issues?
We don't mix the issues. We think these are completely standalone issues. We do believe, as I said, that marijuana should be taxed and regulated ultimately.
Right. So maybe I'm just thinking from a political standpoint, maybe a group like yours should stay out of medical marijuana, because if your ultimate goal is decriminalization and regulation and taxation for recreational use, doesn't that detract from the credibility of the medical claims?
Not at all, and I think you saw that here in New Jersey. I mean, medical marijuana is a standalone issue. Again, it's an issue about patient rights and doctors' rights and the ability to people to have access to the best medication to reduce their suffering and improve their quality of life.
Kevin in Whippany, you're on WNYC. Hi, Kevin.
Hi. My wife had colon cancer. Thank God she's better. She had chemo. And I had to buy marijuana. I didn't have to buy, but I bought marijuana illegally. And it very much helped her with her symptoms from the chemo.
The nausea in particular?
Yes. She could eat. As long as she was high, the nausea went away. What I would like is for the politicians that don't want this to have chemo for a month and put up with it. You know, it's easy to sit wherever they sit and make these laws. But, man, when you go through it, it's a different story.
Kevin, thank you for your call, and I'm glad your wife is better. Mike in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how are you? My question is how they're going to regulate the, the distribution of the marijuana. Who's going to be allowed to grow it, and is there going to be licensing involved?
Roseanne?
Yes, the Department of Health and Senior Services and also the New Jersey Department of Consumer Affairs, which is under the Attorney General's office, will come up with a system by which alternative treatment centers will be licensed. The people who run them will have to undergo background checks, and there'll be very strict regulations in terms of security and quality control and things like that. And we expect within a year, the regulations will be promulgated and they'll be in a position to license people. But yes, it will be very much sort of like a pharmacy.
Do I understand that there will just be 6 locations around the state?
No, the bill does not limit the number. It says that to the best of the health department's ability, they should try and get 2 in the north, south, and central Jersey, but it doesn't actually put a cap on them.
I see. And who would run them? And who would, where would the fund, these just would be state-run dispensaries?
No, they would not be run by the state. They would be either nonprofit or for-profit entities which would produce medical marijuana for patients. At one point during the hearings, we actually had the biotech company in Canada that produces medical marijuana for the Canadian government. We had them video conferenced in to talk to some of the legislators. And as I say, it's a biotech company that produces other types of plants and other types of substances. And when the Canadian government wanted to pass their law and wanted to produce medical marijuana, they licensed them to produce medical marijuana for patients in Canada. So there's many models out there. We won't be reinventing the wheel here in New Jersey.
Dan in Mahwah, you're on WNYC. Hi, Dan.
Yeah, hi. How's it going? I just wanted to say that I felt that this was a really great victory for civil liberties in New Jersey. I've been using marijuana medicinally to try and treat some symptoms of depression that I've been having within the last year and a half or so. And I was actually arrested during that time period for possession of marijuana. And I just wanted to ask what kind of movements are being made towards securing medical marijuana use for people with psychological symptoms, such as myself.
And, Dan, I'm just curious, before Roseanne answers your question, did you use marijuana to ease symptoms of depression under the informal guidance of any kind of psychotherapist or just on your own?
Pretty much just on my own. I had done some research on some forums after California decriminalized a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd just been reading up on the idea of it, and I had experimented with marijuana kind of recreationally. I'm of college age, so it's pretty common if you look around. And I started using it, and I'm not somebody who really overdoes it. I try to use it pretty sparingly, mm-hmm. but it does help out a lot and a great deal, and helps me get motivated to be more social.
Dan, thank you. And Roseanne, there's nothing with psychological disorders on this list of acceptable uses, correct?
There is currently nothing on the list for psychological disorders. There is a mechanism by which eventually the Department of Health and Senior Services could add conditions if patients petition for that, and that's something that other states also have. And I think, you know, at this point, now that we have a law, it will fall to patients to some extent and to doctors, to medical professionals, to petition if they feel additional conditions should be added.
Dan, good luck. Joe pulled over on the New Jersey Turnpike. Hi, Joe.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Sure.
My question is very simple. I suffer from seizure disorder, and I was wondering if you had to be a resident of New Jersey to take advantage of this law.
You do have to be a resident of New Jersey. The state will not be accepting cards from out of state, and it will also not be registering patients who are from out of state.
Thank you.
Sorry, Joe. So the doctors, let's say that again. You have to live in New Jersey in order to get legally prescribed medical marijuana, and you have to be a physician practicing in New Jersey in order to prescribe it?
Yes, and we will not be, unfortunately, I think, honoring cards from outside the state. So if someone were to come in from outside the state who had a card from another state, they would not be able to access medical marijuana here.
The Fraternal Order of Police had taken issue with recent changes to the bill that allow patients to get 2 ounces of marijuana per month, that's how it wound up, rather than 1 ounce, and the permit for for-profit companies to dispense it. For police, this makes drug enforcement more difficult. What do you say to the Fraternal Order of Police on either of those points?
Well, I would say it doesn't make policing at all more difficult. We're certainly sensitive to law enforcement concerns, but just to give you a comparison, the 2 ounces is the lowest amount that people can get, you know, in any of the states who have medical marijuana, and the federal government, which actually is still supplying medical marijuana to a small group of patients in a 20-year study that they've been doing, allows people about 9 ounces a month, and certainly the federal government has never been particularly friendly towards medical marijuana, and they're allowing more than 4 times as much as we're allowing, so it's not an extreme amount.
Although 2 ounces of marijuana would be really a lot for recreational use, right? Only somebody who's a super heavy user would go through 2 ounces a month, 24 ounces a year. So that's a lot of, I mean, that's, I think I read that 1 ounce is the equivalent of about 24 marijuana cigarettes. So if we're talking about 48 joints a month, that's getting high about 1.5 times every day.
Well, I'm not sure about how many marijuana cigarettes you would get out of it. What I know is what patients have told us, and most of the patients use between 2 and 8 ounces a month. And so the patients were very concerned that that wouldn't be enough. Also,
that's a lot. I mean, in vernacular terms, they would be stoned out of their minds all the time.
Well, I think if you look at what the patients are doing, and many of the patients tell us they're not actually getting high. What this does is relieve muscle spasticity, it relieves nausea, it relieves pain, depending on, you know, what their disease is, and, you know, whether they're having a flare-up of their MS, they use different amounts. And many of them also don't smoke it. They also eat it or take it in some sort of a food substance,
uh-huh.
in which case you use much, much more medical marijuana.
So the police's point, I think the police point there is because most people who are using it for medical purposes probably won't use nearly that much, maybe a few will, but most won't, there's the opportunity for abuse in terms of procuring a lot more legally than you would actually use, and then you've got this overflow for selling on the street.
Well, no, what we're saying is most of our patients are saying that 2 ounces will probably not be enough for them. So I don't think that there's going to be an overflow. And I would also point out that marijuana is pretty readily available. All of our patients are currently accessing it on the black market. You know, what we want to do is get it out of the black market, get it into a regulated situation, get it, you know, where it is legal and where it is safe. And I think getting it away from the black market is a good thing. And I think it's a good thing for law enforcement.
Last thing, we're out of time, but is there room in the bill for Governor Christie, who hasn't really come out against it, but he's come out skeptical? Is there room for him to roll this back once he's governor?
Well, unless he would repeal the law, we don't think so. And, you know, Governor...
And he can't do that. The legislature would have to do that.
The legislature would have to do that. But the governor-elect has said that he is supportive of this issue. He has concerns about safeguards, but we think there are plenty of safeguards in this bill. And we think this is a bill that, you know, when he takes a hard look at it, he will be able to support.
Marijuana, now legal in New Jersey. Officially, this takes effect in 6 months for certain illnesses. Roseanne Scotti, director of the Drug Policy Alliance, New Jersey, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.